Thank you for tuning in to the Good News Jesus Christ.org. I'm Martin Williams. I'm going to be answering the question, who was Jesus? The scripture throughout history and the Old Testament talks about one to come. It talks about a promised son, and the scripture says, unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. And the government shall be upon his shoulders. He shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Prince of Peace, Everlasting Father. So, in the fullness of time, God sent forth his Son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those that are under the curse of the law. So, God, in fulfilling his word in the fullness of time, overshadows Mary, a virgin and that lived during the time of the New Testament, with the seed of the Spirit. That word seed there, sperma. So she conceives a son and calls him Jesus. And that body is a body that the Lord prepared, Hebrews chapter 10. Hebrews 10 talks about that. Why? Because it was one that came in the likeness of sinful flesh, but that body had no sin. He knew no sin, and in him there was no sin. So that body was not like ours, because it was of the seed, the sperm of God. So God was manifested in the flesh, is the point. And the person of Jesus Christ. So the scripture says, in the beginning was the Word, the beginning before time, the Word was with God, the Word was God, the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and that he is from the bosom of the Father in heaven, and that he has come and declared the Father to us. So Jesus said, I and my Father are one. If you've seen me, you've seen the Father. So Jesus is God in the flesh, and the significance is that his body is not one that's from the first Adam that has the nature of sin. It's the one from the Father in heaven. So when he comes into this world, the scripture says that Herod was killing those that were coming into the world at that time, because it was really Satan trying to exterminate the promised seed that has been prophesied all the way from the garden, which was, I'm going to send a seed, and that seed will be at enmity with your seed, but he shall crush your head and you shall bruise his heel. So that was the first prophecy talking about a seed to come, and Jesus Christ, Galatians 3:16, is that seed, singular, that promised seed that was promised to Abraham. And your seed, not yours, but your son's, Isaac, shall all the nations be blessed. So, referring to Jesus Christ. So, Mary takes Jesus and they flee to Egypt to avoid what's going on with Herod. And with, you know, trying to eliminate the seed. That's Matthew chapter 2, verse 13 through 15. And the next emphasis of significance, and keep in mind that prophecy is being fulfilled by going to Egypt, by going to Bethlehem, by you know, being raised in Nazareth. So all of these instances in scripture, fulfillment of prophecy, fulfillment of prophecy, fulfillment of prophecy. So when the next sign of significance that we see concerning Jesus is when he's 12, he's in the temple. And it was customary for 12-year-olds to learn the law that were Jews. So he's obviously gone for some time, you know, with the Father in heaven, obviously. And she's looking for him. And she's like, where have you been? And he's like, you know, I'm working for my Father right now. So, you know, she realizes, obviously, that's what's going on, and you know, lets him go with it. Next sign of significance that we see in the scripture is Jesus starting his ministry at 30, Luke 3:23, and being baptized by John the Baptist, Matthew 3:13 through 17, growing in wisdom and stature, obviously. From there, since Jesus had no sin, he could not be tempted of himself. And because that's what James says, that we are led away by our own temptation. And but Jesus had no sin, so he could not be led away to for temptation. The scripture says that the Spirit had to lead him into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil 40 days. So he resists Satan and Satan flees. That's Matthew chapter 4. The next significant thing that happens is Jesus calls those that are going to follow him, the 12. It's in Matthew 9, Mark 2, Luke 5. And then the first thing that Jesus does that is miraculous is turning the water into wine, John chapter 2. And then also he tells a guy to rise up and to walk, and that his sins are forgiven him. So it's obvious he's got the power to forgive sin because he's able to heal. So that's the significance there. And then it says he cleanses the temple in John chapter 2. Those that were money changers, Matthew, John chapter 2, I'm sorry. So he's running the money changers out and stuff. Sermon on the Mount, Matthew chapter 5, which has some significance. Jesus is showing that their thoughts, even though they think they're righteous by the law, their thoughts make them guilty. So that they are actually sinning just in their thoughts. And that's the equivalent of sin. So from what Jesus says, so his point that he concludes with at the end of that whole passage there is that unless your righteousness exceeds that of Pharisees, you will not inherit the kingdom of heaven. So the point he's making is you need the righteousness of God, which is what he's going to make the way for. So feeding the 5,000 is significant. Matthew 14. And then after the feeding of the 5,000, they are told to go in a boat and go to the other side, and then the storm comes, and Jesus shows his power over nature, which is very significant there. So we're starting to see elements of God, Jesus being 100% God, 100% man in his life here. So Jesus is transfigured, Matthew 17. He has a Passover meal, Matthew 26. Talks about Satan entering into Judas and offering him up. Then in Gethsemane, they come and bring him before Pilate from there. And Pilate brings him or offers him up for crucifixion, obviously. And then he rises from the dead on the third day and ascends into heaven in Luke 24. So those are significant events that shows Jesus being 100% man, 100% God, significant things that he actually performed, power to forgive sin, to heal, power over nature, and all these things. So, this is who Jesus was. This is a light summary of his life. So I hope that this gives you a little insight. And I'm Martin Williams with the Good News of Jesus Christ.org.